dance for Jesus. Hallelujah. Sit down one moment. Amen. There's something William Branham emphasized. He said, in every true living ministry, he said, this fivefold ministry must be there. The apostolic ministry is settled. In this ministry, we have prophets. It's a gift to us. It's a gift. Amen. If you want to know whether we have evangelists here or not, come here every Monday and see what they are doing. We have evangelists in this ministry. In this ministry, we also have pastors. I am one of them. God called pastors. And when we are wondering where are the teachers, they have started manifesting. They have started manifesting. Amen. And I want you people to know the pastor you have. And if I see any gift that can be a blessing to the people, I will project that gift. Amen. Whether it is prophetic and original is original. If you are the one trying to stick the feathers to be recognized, you will crash very soon. Original is original. Amen. So let's clap hands for our God for giving us these gifts. Hallelujah. And I hope Sister Clara got that explanation. That revelation is given to Jesus. It's a revelation that God gave to Jesus. But John the Beloved is the one that will write it down. So he gave it to John to write the revelation that he gave Jesus. That is what that verse means. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is one of the reasons that we are organizing the upcoming ministers conference. You are not, listen, if you are going to be of benefit, the pastor that will be of benefit to the bride of Jesus Christ, is compulsory. You must know about the book of Revelation. You must. That book is a love letter to the bride. And that's why that revelation is given only to the bride. Listen, I got excited recently when a sister from Abuja came during the women camp meeting. Her name is Sister Rachel from Abuja Church. And she was sharing her testimony. Since the age of 12, she was a Sabbatarian. Family, they were Sabbatarian. But she suddenly observed she had no interest in what was going on there. But she used to have visitations, and because the carnal man cannot understand the things of the spirit, they say she was possessed, because whatever she sees will come to pass. They even took her somewhere to do one, I think, you know, to remove the spirit. She said, when they are in the church, she will be so uncomfortable, she will run back home. She said, an old man used to appear to her from the age of 12. That when she got home, there was a tree behind their house, a light will flash there to call her attention, and an old man will appear and beckon on her to come. Then while the parents were in church, she would sit down with the man. The man would be teaching her Bible. And she said, the parents would come. Why did you leave the church? Beat her and everything. She said, one day, that old man came to her and told her, that don't worry, a time is going to come, I'm going to lead you to a man that will teach you the book of Revelation. And years after a lot of things happened, she stopped seeing that old man. After they did what they did, I think they said they got the water they used to bath dead man, used it on her, did what they did, and she stopped seeing those revelations. But of course, she came here, the thing came back. Amen. Now listen, she said that they had their pastor of their denominational branch that will come and teach them things that were contrary to what they had believed. This was years after she got married. They are now in a church. She said she got the pastor. The pastor was teaching water baptism contrary to what they knew in the denomination. He was teaching Godhead contrary to what they were believing. So there was confusion in the church, and the church broke. And the man too resigned and left and went to another side in Abuja and started gathering people. He said, one day, a former member of that man's church came to visit them. They were now sitting at home, nowhere to go. The church has broken. He said, the man came, she was in the kitchen listening to her husband discussing with the man that we have found where our former pastor is hearing, the way he was hearing all those things he was teaching us. Then he said, let's retune your TV. And retuned it and found bright television and said, this is where our pastor, the memory they hear with this. Amen. And according to her, while they were listening to it, they were still, because they concluded that man, I am in error. Immediately they put it on. I was on television preaching the same thing that man was preaching that scattered his church. And she said she was in the kitchen while they were trying to say, this man, I am false teacher. She said the voice spoke to her in the kitchen and said, the hour has come. This is the man I told you about. Glory be to God. She said she rushed to the parlor and told them, leave this station, leave it, leave it, leave it. She was able to convince them and they started listening to me. That is how she located the Abuja church, and now she's fully in what God has revealed to her. Listen, church. Listen. Amen. There are especially those of us who are ministers. Listen. And those of us who are believers of this faith. Brethren, I believe with the whole of my heart, not sounding my trumpet, but time will prove it, that this ministry is ordained by God for a purpose. That is why I got so excited that we can find ministers now that are understanding. I am even learning from Olumide. And I'm not being humble over it. That's the truth. Him and I, if you see us sitting down, what are we talking about? What he discovered last night, what me I discovered too yesterday as I was studying. And then we are harmonizing revelations. Because he says, sir, I don't want to preach error. This is what I saw. How right is it? Me too, when I say, but look at this one too. Contrary to waiting, I teach. You see, waiting, that is what pastors should be doing. Praise the Lord. That's what we should be doing. There are things in the course of our study that we have discovered that we need to take a stand with God. We need to correct a lot of teachings we taught. And put now, confidently, we can now begin to write books. And we shall soon write in books for the bride of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So listen very well. There is the mystery of God in Revelation 10:7. These are the things exposed in the Bible. We must know these mysteries. It is the mystery that Apostle Paul spoke about in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 and verse 8. He called it the hidden wisdom that is ordained before the world. And he said it is unto our own glory. It's a mystery. Now we confuse it with the mystery in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3 to verse 6, where he spoke about the mystery of the salvation of the Gentiles. We used to think that that is the mystery of Revelation 10, 7. It is not. We need to line this thing up. The mystery of the salvation of the Gentiles is explained in Romans chapter 11, verse 24. Crafty, contrary to nature. That is the mystery. And it is explained there. The book of Revelation is explaining this great mystery of God we know as the divine agenda. Brethren, amen. It's very interesting when God causes you to know this agenda. We need to know it so that we shall know where we are now in God's presence to prepare us for the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a confidence it gives you. There's a confidence that definitely Daniel had when he discovered when their captivity will be over and they will return to their promised land, their homeland. Discovered that it remained only 2 years. The bride of Jesus Christ, we will know from the agenda. Nothing will take us by surprise. But the carnal church, we remain constantly, continuously in darkness. And it is ordained so. Because the generality of the people going to these denominational churches are not looking for salvation. Brethren, if it is salvation you are looking for, then you will not allow any man under any guise to mislead you. No man can stop me from going to heaven, and no man can take me to heaven. There is already a man that God has given us. One mediator between God and man. What is the name of the man? Hallelujah. Enter message believers. I don't know how Satan did that. Smuggled William Branham. I made him to look like a mediator. He is not. And we are out to pull the true seed of God out of that nonsense and come back to the Bible Christianity. They will fight us, but it's too late. It's too late because God has caused attention all over the world. They are watching us. An Oyibo church in Holland broke into two because of this ministry. Some say not true. Some say not lie. Some say not true. And that confusion will continue until the elect of God all pull out. That is the reason why everything that pertains to salvation, it is written in parables. People don't know. And unless God gives you a true revelation, and this revelation will come through the fivefold ministry. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that you'll understand why Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 verse 17. 18, 19, 20, 21. Luke. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. I had to tell, there are two pastors. One from Austria, one in northern Nigeria. Anytime, and I ordained them. The man from Austria, I had my experience with him. After that, he cut off from me. The one in the north too. The same thing. Anytime we meet, all the testimony is the deliverance that took place, the miracle that took place, that this one that took place, this one that took place. From immediately, and I'm looking at you. That is not the testimony of a pastor. I said, when two pastors meet, do we talk? When two prophets meet, they can be talking about how then they see, and they know they see the thing, they cut off the thing, then they help each other. That is their ministry. But when two pastors meet, what do we talk about? We talk about the sheep food. We talk about revelation of the word. And when I told them, I said, brother, when you meet with me as a pastor, talk about revelation. talk about the word of God. Stop talking about miracles. Who among you have the miracles that I receive every day? That God runs through me. If I open my mouth and say it, some of you will not believe it. The testimonies that go in my ministry. But is that my calling? My calling is to establish you in the present truth. That is my calling. That is what Christ was saying. Let's read that verse 18. See what Jesus Christ said. He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Why did he say that? You are talking about demons are subject to you. They are anointing, anointing, anointing. Anointing, 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 anointing. See, Satan is more anointed than all of you, 70. But despite all the anointing, because of lack of revelation, he fell from glory. Yakata. And the next verse. Behold, Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Concerning anointing, I gave you anointing unlimited. Notwithstanding, don't rejoice because of anointing. In this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you. See where you are to rejoice. But rejoice, rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Verse 21. And then, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from Reverend Dr. Archbishop, the wise and prudent, and has revealed them to commoners, common people like us, unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seems good in thy sight. You know why you did it. Praise the Lord. And we want to redirect and have a church of people that love the word. That's why we're giving so much time. Amen. Amen. We are giving so much time. Saturday, 3 hours from 3 o'clock to 6 p.m. Bible study on air, because we discovered that there are more people, millions of people that are listening to us, pastors that are listening to us, GOs that are listening to us. Maybe some of them are seeds of God. They will see their errors and repent. And then every Tuesday night, all, especially the workers, ministers, God can never call you if it is the true anointing you have from God. If it is a true anointing of God that you have from God, all of us that God call us, there will be a love for the word of God. If you are not interested in studying this Bible, I am telling you, you are either a sorcerer or you are among those fulfilling Matthew 7:21. That day, many will say, was it not in your name? I did that. And you say, he didn't know you. I am very, very weary, very, very weary and uncomfortable working with people who have no interest in the word. They are the ones that trouble the ministry. Because when you are going left, they are going right. When you are going up, they are pulling us down. Because they don't know. They don't know. They can fast for the anointing to flow, but no time to study the word. And we decided, amen, that we are giving people time to come back to the word. That is what digging deep is all about. We must come back to the Bible. When all of us are united in this faith, then we can fight a common war. And victory is assured. Praise the Lord. He said, I thank thee, O Father, that you have hidden this from the wise and prudent and reveal it to somebody like me when no go Bible school. Shall we sing hymn number 2? Stand up, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, yes. Thank you. testimony of a truly converted child of God.
Bye.